This is Ask Hank, where Hank Hanegraaff, the host of the Bible Answer Man broadcast, takes 3 minutes to further equip you to defend your faith.
Jared, listening on the web in Tennessee. Hi, Jared.
I was calling to ask about Matthew 25, the parable of the talents, 14 through 30,
mm-hmm.
and James 2, 17 through 20.
Yes.
And basically what I was wanting to know is if these verses are saying basically the same thing, and that, you know, after you become a Christian, you have to keep up works in order to keep your salvation or your everlasting life.
Well, the point in James particularly teaches that we are saved not by works, but by the kind of faith that produces good works. And that's why James says, what good is it if a man claims to have faith but has no deeds? Can such a faith save him? And of course, the rhetorical response is absolutely not. Just as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without deeds is dead. And James goes on to say that a person is not justified by faith alone, and in saying that, he means that a person is not justified by mental assent alone. That's why he says, show me your faith without deeds, and I'll show you my faith by what I do. In other words, when you work, you are demonstrating that you have genuine faith, the kind of faith that produces good deeds, not mental assent alone, but faith that produces good works. So you are not saved by what you do, but saving faith does cause you to do good deeds in gratitude for what God has so freely given to us.
Okay.
And I mean, this is sort of what's going on with James when he says a person is justified by what he does and not by faith alone. And then Paul says a man is justified by faith apart from observing the law. And these words are in harmony because James is countering the false assertion that a said faith is a substitute for a saving faith. By said faith, I mean someone just saying they believe. And Paul is countering an equally fallacious notion, and that is the notion that salvation can be earned by observing the law. No, it can't be earned by observing the law, but those who have genuine faith will observe the law because they want to be pleasing to the lawgiver himself.
If you want to learn more about this topic, Hank's book, The Complete Bible Answer Book, is an excellent resource that answers over 170 Bible questions. Find this and other resources at equip.org.